Welcome back to Tip TV Finance with me, Jenny Hammond, and Alessia Rastani from Leading Trader. And with us in the studio is Robert Karz-Sebastian from Iondo. So Robert, you've brought four slides in for us today. So let's start with the first one and you can talk us through what's happening there.
Yeah, of course. This is one of our popular traders. We've talked about him a few times this year already, OMP Trading, who's had some outstanding performances. But as you can see, for December, he's got quite a bit of a negative loss. So previously, his maximum drawdown was at 16%. It's now gone up to 19.73%. And this is just purely because of how the markets are trading. He's predominantly a short trader and is expecting a pullback on the Wall Street. And we've just seen it go up and up. I mean, it's heading up towards that 20,000 level. Last night, we had Janet Yellen obviously increase interest rates. So hopefully that will help pull the market down a little bit and he can get a bit of a reverse side.
Is it still in this trade?
Sorry?
Is it still short?
He's still short on the market, yeah. Right. And he's still putting in new positions. But this is something that we want to highlight because we have had his followers drop from about 2,300 to 1,900 the day that this happened,
I see.
Over the period that this happened. Mm-hmm. And what we do want to highlight is we do classify him as a level 7 risk score. So we classify him as a high-risk trader, which people need to be aware of when they are choosing to follow a trader. So it's not that this can't be expected. He previously had a drawdown of 16%, so we know it's possible. He's got 19%. He's gone a little bit over that now. But hopefully throughout the rest of the month and going into the new year,
yeah,
with the interest rate hike and hitting record highs, hopefully we do see a bit of a pullback and he can recover some of those losses. Because he still does have a fair amount of followers. But it really is to highlight that risk score and make sure that clients are aware of who they're following rather than just seeing a performance and say, you know what, I want to have that.
It's before the show started, you said that if a trader reaches a certain level, I think it's a 25% drawdown.
Yeah.
Is that in a year, presumably?
Yeah, exactly. So that's at any point that they're trading. So even if they've been trading with us for 5 years and they're a fantastic trader, if they get a drawdown of 25%,
yeah,
we'll reclassify them. So you can see here he's got four flags. So he's classified as a level 4 trader. Level 5 is the highest. It takes a year to get there. As soon as you have a drawdown of over 25%, you knock back down to a level 1 trader. And that's not good for them. And it just is a warning sign to the followers to be cautious of that trader. He is classified as a high-risk trader, basically, if that happens.
Makes sense.
Let's move on to the next slide.
So here you can see some of the positions he's been holding. These are some that have been closed out over the past few days. And that's the thing. We're completely transparent. We don't want to hide anything.
Yeah, sure.
Of course, traders lose trades, and it's an unfortunate event. Here we see, you know, Wall Street, Germany. You can see the arrow on the far left-hand side that's downward, just showing that it's a short trade.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's closed out, what, two profitable trades there. The rest have been losses, unfortunately. But he's still got a lot of those short positions holding and is just waiting for that market reverse. And once that happens, hopefully he can close those out profitable as well.
Okay, moving on to the next one.
So this is a very stark contrast to OMP. We don't have that massive drawdown. You know, this trader's got a maximum drawdown of 9%. He's been trading about the same period of time, a little bit longer, but also a level 4 trader, but a risk score of 3. So this is a low-risk trader. Anyone 1 to 3, low risk. 4 to 6, high risk. 7 to 10. 4 to 6, medium risk. 7 to 10, high risk. So for those followers that are feeling cautious or concerned and much happier to do a longer-term, you know, investment, which is normally the best way forward, looking at getting 2-3% on a monthly basis, then this is more sort of the style of trader that you'd be looking to follow. You can see December he's up 3.7%, November 1.9%. I mean, they're consistent figures, and the volatility is only 3.4%. You know, he's very, very stable trader. He's not risking loads, and you can really see that in his drawdown. So it just goes to show all the different variation of traders we have out there, and for clients to really use that risk score and take advantage of that and make sure that they know what they're getting into.
Makes sense. Of course, sorry, Jenny, but just how do you think these new changes by the FCA will affect specifically like drawdowns and things like that?
So
or customers or traders who want to follow maybe somebody like that, and how will that affect it?
That's true. I mean, they're looking to change the maximum leverage to anywhere between 25 to 50 times.
Mm-hmm.
At the moment, you could get up to 400 with some brokers. Mm-hmm. With us, the maximum you can have at the moment is 125.
Mm-hmm.
So it will somehow change the trading a little bit. Obviously, they won't be able to trade with as large sizes because they can't get as much leverage. So the performances in that sense might not be as substantial. They might not be getting those 20% in a month, but those are the high-risk traders. And we don't necessarily want the high-risk traders on the account because they will eventually have a poor month and blow up. So if anything, it's just going to make the marketplace safer for the clients.
I agree. I mean, I received an email from one of our traders, and he said he was actually very unhappy about the new changes because he was worried, and I agree, reasonably probably worried, justifiably, that he thought that if he has a small account, because he was saying he has a small account, probably about £1,000 in his account, and he was worried that he couldn't actually trade maybe at all or not the same position sizes that he used to.
Yeah.
So I just want to ask, maybe you can tell our viewers, if someone has a small account, let's say £1,000, what reasonably should they be doing anyway, regardless of FCA rules or whatever?
Well, yeah, that's. I guess it's entirely dependent on terms of how much of their capital that is.
Yeah.
You know, if that's, you know, if it's someone's life savings, you don't want to be risking
right.
that. So if it's a little bit of play money, then that's fine. You know, the best way is to trade and make sure you're having fun with your trading,
yeah.
but exactly not to over-leverage yourself. So when you have those options to go 400 to 1, especially if you're trading with a broker who doesn't have negative balance protection, meaning you can go in debt and
yeah.
owe the broker, if you make a big trade and you're trading with, let's say, £10,000 trade size, mm-hmm. and that market crashes, you've got £1,000 in the account that you've lost, plus the £9,000 from the £10,000 trade. So now you're in debt to the trader. So it's very important that you get a trader with a broker with a zero balance protection, like ourselves, and that you're not over-gearing yourself. You're not using too much leverage.
Yeah.
You just have to trade safely.
Yeah, I think I would agree with that. And you know, one thing I always say, Jenny, to our members, is that just because you can do something doesn't mean you should do it. You know,
yeah.
yes, you could drive a Porsche 911 down a high street at fast speed, but is it a good idea? No.
No.
You're gonna injure other people and probably injure yourself. So
exactly.
You need to be reasonable
yeah.
and responsible.
Let's move on to the last slide. There's not much time left.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so talk me through that.
So this is it. Yeah, the last slide. Also with the FCA, they were coming in and wanting to remove bonuses. So we just thought a final end of year one. You know,
squeeze
Christmas.
It in, yeah.
Exactly. It's the giving time. So this bonus is just an offer for anyone who has an account with us or would like to set up an account. And basically, based off of your initial deposit, we'll give you a percentage bonus on that. So if you deposited $10,000, we'd give you 10%. You get an extra $1,000 capital on the account. Likewise, if you did 25, we'll give you 20%, so you gain 5,000 bonus. And through your trading, you're going to be generating spread. Every time you trade, you'll generate a little bit of spread. And once you've cleared the required spread, which for this bonus is 2 times whatever you get in the bonus amount, that bonus is then your cash to withdraw. And there's no time restrictions on it. So if it takes you a month or if it takes you a year, there's no problem.
So, Robert, before we finish, what's your trade of the day?
My trade of the day? Oh, that's a good question. I'll probably be watching the Dow Jones after the announcement, definitely that. Whether it's long or shorted, I'd have to have a quick look. But that's the one to monitor for today, for sure.
Robert, thank you. Robert Kazbishian there from Ayondo.